Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India's services sector contributes over 50% of the country's GDP, employing millions, yet official enterprise-level data has been sparse, making it challenging to accurately estimate the sector's true scale and significance. What makes this significant is that the National Statistics Office, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, has launched the first-ever annual survey of incorporated services sector enterprises, known as ASIS, from April 2026. This survey covers all states and union territories with a reference period of FY 2024-25 and a sample size of approximately 1.21 lakh enterprises. First, let's understand what ASIS measures. It covers gross output and value added, which is the contribution to GDP from incorporated services. It also looks at employment and wages, which gives us insights into formal employment in the services sector. Furthermore, it measures capital formation, which is the investment by services firms, as well as financial health, including profits, liabilities, and assets of services enterprises. Additionally, it provides a breakdown by type of service, such as trade, transport, IT, health, and more. Now, let us turn to why this survey is important. The data gap problem in India's services sector has been a significant challenge. India has good data on industry through the Annual Survey of Industries, which covers manufacturing factories and agriculture through multiple surveys. However, official enterprise-level data on services has been fragmented and infrequent. Earlier attempts, such as the Economic Census, which was last done in 2013-14, and the NSSO Enterprise Surveys, which are periodic but not annual, have not provided the comprehensive data needed. Unincorporated services are partly covered by the NSSO's unorganized sector surveys, but incorporated services had no dedicated annual survey until now, and this gap is addressed by ASIS. But why does this matter? The impact on GDP estimation is significant. India's GDP is estimated using the production approach, which looks at the value added by each sector, and the expenditure approach, which considers consumption, investment, government spending, and net exports. Services GDP is partly estimated using proxy indicators, such as tax data and financial statements from the MCA 21 database. ASIS will provide direct enterprise-level data, improving the accuracy of GDP estimation and sectoral breakdowns. Crucially, the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, along with the National Statistics Office, plays a vital role in providing key statistics. The NSO's major surveys and outputs include the Consumer Price Index, which measures monthly inflation, the Index of Industrial Production, which looks at monthly factory output, GDP estimates, which are released quarterly and annually, the Periodic Labor Force Survey, which is an annual employment survey, and the Household Consumption Expenditure Survey, which provides periodic consumption data. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Annual Survey of Incorporated Services Sector Enterprises, or ASIS, was launched by the NSO and MoSPI in April 2026. The reference period for this survey is FY 2024-25, and it has a sample size of approximately 1.1 lakh enterprises. Remember this number, the services sector contributes over 50% of India's GDP. Note this carefully, the NSO is the result of the merger of the Central Statistical Office and the National Sample Survey Office, which occurred in 2019. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember that ASIS stands for Annual Survey of Incorporated Services Sector Enterprises. It was launched by the NSO and MoSPI, the reference period is FY 2024-25, and the sample size is around 1.1 lakh. Also, Recall that the services sector's GDP share is over 55%. For mains, you might encounter questions like, India's statistical machinery must modernize to capture the true scale of the services economy. Critically examine, or discussions on the challenges in GDP estimation in a service-dominated economy. Moving on to what this means for India's statistical landscape, the introduction of ASIS marks a significant step towards bridging the data gap in the services sector. This will not only improve the accuracy of GDP estimates but also provide valuable insights into the performance of the services sector, which is crucial for policymaking and development planning. As India continues to grow and evolve, the importance of accurate and comprehensive data will only increase, making initiatives like ASIS vital for the country's economic and social progress.